This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Terrorism is a popular subject for Hollywood action films, but after the attacks of September 11th, movie studios have delayed the release of several films with terrorist plots. On September 12th, Warner Brothers Pictures postponed the October 5th release of Collateral Damage, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger as a firefighter whose family is killed in a terrorist attack. My guest, Andrew Davis, is the director of Collateral Damage. He's best known for his thrillers and action movies such as The Fugitive, A Perfect Murder, Code of Silence, starring Chuck Norris, and the Steven Seagal movies Under Siege and Above the Law. We called Andrew Davis and asked him first about the threat against Hollywood. Studios were put on alert last Thursday after the FBI warned of an uncorroborated but credible threat that a film studio in California could be the target of a terrorist bombing in retaliation for any bombing attacks by the U.S. in Afghanistan. I asked how he reacted when he first heard the threat.
I thought first that it might be something that was created by somebody in Los Angeles. It had nothing to do with anything. And then I also thought that it's very viable in terms of Hollywood being an image maker for the world and a focal point for media attention and a way to get lots of attention for anybody's cause.
What else do you think the message might be?
Well, I think Hollywood movies are a symbol of America all over the world, and I think it's like the trade towers might be images of American power and business, so does Hollywood become a part of that.
Are you changing the way you're behaving in the light of that threat, what you're doing, where you're doing it?
My life is going to continue on. I'm preparing another movie, and it doesn't relate to anything that these issues involve. And I'm just concerned about the whole world right now, not so much about myself. I'm just concerned that this event be able to be turned into something positive rather than negative, meaning that this event, because of its great tragic consequences, will allow us to learn to get along with each other in a way we've never thought about before.
Yeah, in the meantime, it looks like the opposite might happen.
Well, I think that's our duty right now, as communicators and filmmakers, is to say, how did we get here and how are we going to get out of this? You know, one of the problems of drama and making entertainment is that thrillers, for example, are always based upon the quality of the bad guys. And, when the Cold War ended, everybody was scrambling around to try to find the, quote, bad guys. And maybe we need to make movies where we show how people could live together, and our challenge would be to make dramatic and entertaining and involving stories that show how we might get to a place of kind of nirvana, you know? Maybe I'm a dreamer, but I'd like to believe that I could make movies that show people how we could live together.
Meanwhile, you've had to pull Collateral Damage, your new movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. What's in the movie that made you think it should be postponed?
Well, the imagery of the movie is scarily close to the events that happened in New York last week. I mean, not to, of course, on the scale. But the story is about a fireman. The opening scene of the movie is Arnold saving lives in a collapsing building. And he goes home to his wife and child and proceeds to hear that his wife thinks that his kid should go to the doctor. He's got a sore throat, and Arnold's going to meet them down in a large urban area to pick the child up from the pediatrician. And as he gets out of his truck to go forward, a bomb goes off. So the imagery is so close to what happened. It's like China Syndrome in a way. My friend Michael Gray wrote China Syndrome. And the events of that Three Mile Island accident happening with the opening of the movie were very similar. And basically, it's the story of the grief and loss of a fireman dealing with his family's dying and what he has to go through to try to collect his life. And in frustration, he goes after the man who did it.
Who are the terrorists in the movie?
Well, the story involves Colombia and our involvement in Colombia. It does not involve the Middle East at all. It's a totally different area. And my interest in making this movie was to basically try to prevent violence, not to use violence as entertainment. My goal here was to say something is going on in Colombia that looks very scary to me. And we better think about what we're getting involved in down here. I did a film in Colombia many, many years ago as a young cameraman, and I worked in Bogota and in the outskirts of Bogota, and I fell in love with the country. And the events of the last 20 years in Colombia have just made me very, very sad. And we as a people are, I don't think, are really aware of what's happening down there. So my goals of making collateral damage as a filmmaker were to say, let's wave a flag here and say, please, let's not get involved in a war that's going to cause more innocent people to get killed. Colin Powell was on his way to Bogota when he turned around.
I'm wondering, from the way you describe the movie, if maybe this isn't an argument for releasing it now, if it speaks to the moment.
Well, I think it's inappropriate for people to go through the emotional wrenching that Arnold as a character goes through in the movie. I mean, this movie is much more significant this week than it was 10 days ago. And it has a kind of reverberation emotionally and politically, and that it didn't have before these events.
After September 11th, was everybody involved in the film unanimous that you should postpone the release of it, or was there a debate inside?
Oh, I think it was very unanimous. I think people didn't know what to think. I mean, this is such a unique happening, a tragedy. You know, the United States has never dealt with anything like this on their own soil before. And because of that, people had no idea what the reaction would be. And I think that the fact that the title talks about innocent people being killed, collateral damage is a term that's been used for years now. It was used in relation to Yugoslavia and Bosnia, in the Middle East, and all over the world this term has been used in terms of innocent people being caught in the middle of terrorist acts or acts of war. And I think that it was just too close to home to release this movie right now. I think that the movie will be embraced in a way that will give it great significance when it's finally in the theaters. And I think that it'll have a significance and importance and a humanity to it, because this is not a revenge movie in the sense that here's the good guy, here's the bad guy, let's go get him. This is a story about a fireman who goes on a journey to find justice for his wife and son's death, and realizes that he may be becoming the man he's chasing. A man who saves lives may be becoming a man who takes lives.
Do you know when the movie will be released?
No, I don't. And this is a decision that's beyond me. The decision will be made by Warner Brothers, and I'm sure it won't be for several months.
How has September 11th affected the kinds of movies you want to make compared to, say, Joe Lieberman going to Hollywood and saying you should be toning down the violence?
I think that it reinforces the idea that images contain powerful messages for people. And we have a responsibility with the imagery we put out there, both in terms of putting ideas in people's minds that may be played out in ways that hurt other people. And we have a responsibility to our own selves and our children to portray images that can give them some way to lead their lives without being paranoid, without being racist, without being in a world where everybody is absolutely at war with each other and afraid to talk to each other.
Do you think it's conceivable that certain movies or certain types of movies have actually even influenced the terrorists?
I don't know. You know, this question came to like the giant James Bond movies. It was always a joke that the intelligence services of the world would see a James Bond movie and get an idea and say, hey, we ought to go make that. That's pretty cool, you know. It's the old chicken and egg situation. Does life imitate art? Does art imitate life? Certainly, the idea of wars and tragedy and people being mad at each other has been a part of drama forever. And it will continue to be a part of drama. And the politics and history have become a part of entertainment because that's what our lives are about. It's relevant to people. They can relate to what the issues are. Think of all the movies that are made after Vietnam, of all stripes. And I think this subject is not going to go away. It's going to be part of our history, our literature, our entertainment for 100 years and or more. And, you know, there will be a period movie made about this time 100 years from now. And so I don't think it's going to go away. I think it's a question of what are the sensitive issues that are in front of us right now, will it affect the way people play this out, the way they dramatize it, the point of view they take. And there will be all kinds of points of views made in terms of dramatic entertainment about this subject.
My guest is film director Andrew Davis. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is film director Andrew Davis. The release of his new movie, Collateral Damage, has been postponed. It stars Arnold Schwarzenegger as a fireman whose family is killed in a terrorist attack. You know, as the director of several thrillers, you've had to make things blow up. What was it like when you saw on television the World Trade Center blowing up? I mean, this is the kind of image that a lot of people in Hollywood have created artificially for the movies. And there was, like, the real thing live on TV.
Well, I reacted to it like any other human being in America did. You know, I was just, it was mind-boggling. And I think the fact that I was watching it on a television, I was so removed from everything, gives that kind of veneer to it of desensitizing it again. It was the faces of those people running away and the firemen walking around in a daze that we saw afterwards that really was the most emotional part for me.
Do you think that September 11th is going to change the kind of movies you want to make? Will you want more explosions in your movies, even if there is a larger political or social message behind the explosion?
Well, first of all, you know, my first movie was a very gentle movie about a young musician growing up in Chicago, and it was a film called Stony Island about, you know, my brother growing up on the South Side as the last white kid on the block making it in a black neighborhood as a young musician, and that's the film that launched my career as a director. And then I was offered a picture called Code of Silence, a police thriller, and it made a lot of money, and that's how I got into the action world. I'm starting a film called Holes, based upon an award-winning book by Lewis Sacker, a young people's book. It's a very layered, sensitive story about a kid in a reform school in Texas, and I'm looking forward to doing that very much. I have several other projects that basically are very optimistic and hopeful kinds of movies that I was planning to do before Collateral Damage was done. So I would like to be able to make movies that you know, families can come to. I think the movies that deal with getting away from darkness and tragedy and pain are things that I would love to be a part of. They're hard to make. They're hard to make them interesting. They're hard to make them dramatic. They're hard to make them funny. And yet that's the challenge for us, is to find a way to bring ourselves together by going to this, you know, the theaters of America are the last public arenas where people sit in the dark and think about something. And I hope that we can have an assembly of people going to movies where they think about what life could be like.
Why are the films that you're talking about more difficult to make and to keep interesting than thrillers or action films?
Well, it's interesting. It's like when you make a thriller, or you make something that involves fear and danger, that film travels around the world very easily. What's funny to the German people or to the Thai people or to the American people is not the same thing all the time. So we're making global movies these days. So when you make a movie that somebody can understand all over the world, sometimes you come back to, well, people can relate to the story, the unjustly accused man being chased. That's a very simple storyline. That's a very clear storyline. The subtlety of certain types of comedies just doesn't translate.
During World War II, I think movies were very popular. There were movies that were just kind of entertainments to take your mind off the war, but there were also movies about the war and to boost morale.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been thinking about that, about the kind of movies that seemed to work in the past?
Well, I was born in 1946. My father came back as a sergeant from Normandy, and I was born. So I was a little young when that all happened, but I certainly understood the role of the studios later on in the war effort and in creating images that were part of the war effort. I'm sure that in a second, the studios, if the government wanted them to, would participate in supporting whatever the efforts were that was in the interest of the American people. At the same time, I think that everybody is rethinking what it is we're going to do. And, you know, it seems like there's no question that people are going to support what the government feels is proper to do in terms of retaliating or finding out who did this. And at the same time, I think all kinds of new questions are going to be asked. And Hollywood is an amalgam of America. There are going to be people who support whatever the government wants to do, and there are going to be people who question it in the sense that, are we getting ourselves deeper involved in something that we don't understand? Are more innocent people going to be hurt? And does this play into the hands of the people who did this, which makes us more the enemy and more the monster?
Andrew Davis, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Andrew Davis is the director of Collateral Damage. Its October 5th release has been postponed.